Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Okay, looking at the calendar, we have 1 week left for people who are eligible to sign up for their Medicare enrollment. What does that mean? It's the annual enrollment period. So if you've done this, you probably remember that you need to do it annually. If you're new to it, there's probably a big learning curve. So here to talk more about a group called Medicare Mentors, which delivers no-cost relationship-based education and services to ensure that every eligible person understands Medicare and all their options to optimize coverage and benefits. We're sorry about that. We are pleased to be joined by Ann Noel Spencer, licensed broker with Medicare Mentors, and Rich Lewis, the co-founder of Medicare Mentors. We had a little audio interruption there, so I apologize, guys, but we're back. And this show is all about advocacy for people who are listening and making sure that they are safely insured for their future, right?
Correct. Good morning. This is Ann Noel, and I have Rich here with me. We're here to talk about Medicare this morning. Those of you who are already enrolled, or maybe you're coming up to being enrolled soon, know that we have many parts to Medicare, and understanding those parts is a little tricky.
Definitely is, Ann Noel. So let's start with, how does basic Medicare work? And then, I guess, stemming from that, when someone is eligible for that, how do they figure out these plans?
Perfect. So we have what you call traditional Medicare, which is comprised of Part A, which is your hospital and inpatient care, and Part B, which helps pay for doctor's visits and outpatient care. And then you have your second step, where you have two options where you can go in that second step. Your option one is to get a Medicare supplement plan and possibly a Medicare Part D prescription plan, which covers your prescription drugs. Your other option is to look into a Medicare Advantage plan. It's called a Part C. What I like, the way I remember it is Part A plus Part B equals Part C. I'm a math brain. So Part C combines both Part A, the hospital insurance, and Part B, the medical insurance. And usually it will also include a prescription drug element to that. And also it will include some other benefits. For an example, silver sneakers, where seniors have gym memberships and things that will benefit them from a proactive point of view. Do you have anything to add, Rich?
Yeah, I like to say it's alphabet soup.
It is, definitely.
Yeah, and it really can get a little confusing, especially when you look at your options for covering what Medicare doesn't cover, because of course, original Medicare only covers roughly 80% of your costs. So you need something more to cover you for that other 20%. That's what we step in and are skilled at doing. We have no bias or no interest either way. Our focus is really on what is in the best interest of our clients individually. Because with Medicare, it isn't one size fits all. There isn't one plan for everybody. We enjoy the fact that there are a lot of choices, but when you have choices, that makes it a little bit complex. So what Ann Noel and the rest of the Medicare Mentors team are skilled at is helping people navigate through those individual needs and desires and fitting them to a plan that fits their needs the best, as opposed to the other way around, having them try and fit an individual to a plan. We really like to build that relationship with people, understand what their needs and wants are, and make sure that they have the health insurance that fits those needs and wants.
So let's we're going to dig in a little bit about the enrollment period, because we are knee deep in it. I mean, you don't have to look far. If you're listening on the radio or watching TV, certainly you've seen the ads, so you know that this is the enrollment period. But what exactly encompasses this enrollment period. Nicole or Anoa?
No problem. So beneficiaries have the option to enroll in new coverage or change their current coverage from the 15th of October through December 7th. So we're in the last week of the annual enrollment period. The plans that they enroll in during this period take effect in January 1st of the next year. And so many people who are already enrolled, maybe their prescription drug plans, their Medicare supplement, or their Medicare Advantage plans that they're already enrolled in, will be experiencing some changes in 2022. So they would have gotten a notice from their current plan provider of the proposed changes. And so this period gives us here at Medicare Mentors the opportunity to review the changes that are coming up, analyze their needs, like maybe their needs have changed coming into 2022. For example, maybe they have a surgery planned, or they might know that it's time to get hearing aids, or you know, something might have changed in their own circumstances. And so what we'll do is we'll make sure that the client understands what the changes are that are coming for their current plan. And we can also explore their changing needs and if there might possibly be a plan that would be better suited to their needs in 2022.
And this is something that changes every year, can change every year. But what happens if someone neglects to re-enroll? Does it work the same for an employer's insurance? Sometimes they'll just automatically enroll you in the plan that you already had. Does it work like that?
That is a great question, and it works exactly like that. If you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement, if you don't do anything during this annual enrollment period, whatever it is that you're already enrolled in will carry over into 2022. The nice thing is on the Medicare Advantage plan side of things, if you were to miss the opportunity to make the change now, a couple years ago, the government added another opportunity for people who have Medicare Advantage to make a one-time change between January 1st and March 31st, and that's called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. But for most people, it is this window from 15 October to December 7th. If they're happy with where they're at and don't feel like any changes need to be made, they don't need to do anything. But we always believe that it's smart to sit down and review every year because things change, not only with their current plan, but with other plans as well. So there may be options that weren't available last year that are available this year.
Right, right. Very important to review all those changes. I have twice myself missed the windows for employer plans. And one time it was no big deal, just renewed it the same. But one time I was left without insurance for 6 months. And that, I tell you, was not fun. Not fun. Anne Noel and Rich. We will be back in just a couple of minutes with another segment of The Extra. We are talking about Medicare Mentors, and when we come back, Rich is going to dig deeper into the group and what it is and tell us all about it and how they are set up to help you. That's coming up in our next segment of The Extra. Please keep listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra, and our guests today, Rich Lewis and Ann Noel Spencer, both with Medicare Mentors. We were talking to Ann Noel previously about how Medicare works and about all the different parts, like Rich was saying, alphabet soup, certainly. Rich Lewis, why don't you go a little bit more into the background of Medicare Mentors?
Absolutely. So I am the co-founder of Medicare Mentors with my wife, Pam. And Pam has actually been in the health insurance business for over 10 years now. And when she and I met, I saw what a great way to be able to serve and really connect the community to a value resource. So that's how we decided to create this thing called Medicare Mentors. And as you mentioned in the intro, we deliver no-cost, relationship-based education and services with the passion to ensure that every Medicare-eligible person understands Medicare and all their options so that they can walk away feeling confident that they've optimized their coverage and they have all the benefits that they need. We believe that the most important thing that we do is that we serve as our clients' advocates. So our relationship doesn't end when we help somebody navigate through and figure out the right plan. It really just begins because, like everybody knows, when you're dealing with any kind of insurance, especially health insurance, it's not a matter of if, but when something is confusing or hard to understand, or maybe even something isn't going right. So to have somebody local that can advocate for you on your behalf, avoiding having to call an 800 number, you can call your local broker and have them take on those challenges for you, we think is priceless. So that's really our focus and what makes us, I think, different than a lot of people out in the community that are doing similar things. We really are passionate about providing that next level of customer support for our clients.
Well, and certainly customer support where it can be done easily is beneficial to some of our older citizens who may, you know, may not be as strong in spirit in order to handle those tough challenges that might come up. So it's nice to have, like you said, an advocate in their corner. So we all know that sometimes these things come for a fee. How much does Medicare Mentors charge for a meetup?
So we do not charge anything for our services. We are compensated by the insurance companies to do the education and help people with their enrollment. So our clients do not pay us anything for all of our services.
Wow, that's great. And is that the way that the normal process works? It sounds like this is something that would be happening, I guess, more widespread if that's the case.
It is, and you know, as a broker, you know, we are not compensated, and all the brokers are operating that same way in the local area. The important thing, and we mentioned this before, the important thing is to find somebody who you can have this long-term relationship with and avoid making the call to the commercials on the TV or calling the ads that you get in the mail. Because what would happen when you call into those 800 numbers is that you get a call center, and that call center is staffed with people who are licensed, but once they help you with applying with whatever plan, and they're usually not here local in the area, they'll help you enroll into a plan, and then they disappear. And then you're just left with having to call the customer support number for whichever insurance company that you've enrolled in, and going through the struggles that we all go through with customer support, where you get a phone tree, you might get somebody who has a thick accent or whatever. We believe that this is so important that you should have somebody local that is helping you walk through this year over year over year. And that's what we commit to do.
Mm. And for people who are listening to this, who are maybe new to Medicare, newly eligible, or maybe they haven't signed up for it previously, what do you think is the most eye-opening reaction they get from the service you provide?
Well, number one, you know, we've had several clients who are shocked at the fact that we don't charge anything. I've even had clients who say, well, really, seriously, I really want to pay, and say, no, all of our services are at no
cost. That's funny.
You know, a lot of clients are also surprised at the cost. They're walking in expecting Medicare to be much more expensive or more restrictive than what they've experienced with their employer health plan. And every time I sit down with a client and talk to them about the transition from employer plan to Medicare, they're blown away by the fact that, oh, these Medicare Advantage plans, in the case of Medicare Advantage, there's no additional premium for them. There's no deductible for them. They have, you know, very low copays, actually lower than most of the employer health benefit plans. And the network and the added options and benefits exceed what they've had with employer health plans. So one consistent thing is people who are in, let's say, 67, 68, who have stayed working they sit down and they get frustrated at the fact that they didn't go on Medicare when they first turned 65, because it would be so much better for them as far as healthcare value goes, and flat out the financial side is so much better. So that's a very consistent thing that we have with our clients.
And just clarify for me, you do need to be completely unemployed by the time you sign up for a Medicare, or can you do it when you're employed and have a employer-provided plan as an option?
You have that choice. Even if you're still working and you are eligible for Medicare, either because you turned 65 or through Social Security disability, you become eligible for Medicare, you can enroll as soon as you become eligible. And you can disenroll from your employer health benefit plan. We sit down and look at that and see if that makes sense. For some people, that doesn't make sense because maybe they're insuring a spouse that needs that employer health benefit. But if it does make sense, they can do it at any time, even if they're still working full time.
And they can find out information from you, whether that would or wouldn't make sense without being charged?
Exactly right. Sometimes our best appointments are appointments where we are able to tell somebody, you know what, you're right where you should be, and there's nothing that we need to do, but we'll be there as a resource for you into the future. So regardless of the outcome of the appointment, there is no charge.
All right. Well, Rich Lewis, we're going to continue the conversation here. Need to take a short break. If people want to get more information, they should give a call to 303-396-9675 or visit, why don't you give the website there, Rich?
Yes, it's Medicare Mentor. Oh, I'm sorry. MedicareMentorsLLC.com.
Great. We'll be back with more of The Extra after this. We're back with our guests from Medicare Mentors, Rich Lewis speaking just a bit ago, and Noelle Spencer on the line. And Noelle, we've briefly discussed what we're here to talk about, the Medicare annual enrollment period and those deadlines, very important. So to whom does this enrollment period apply?
So thanks, Shannon. It actually applies to almost anyone or anyone who is already qualified or enrolled in Medicare. So that's 65 and older, someone who might qualify because of Social Security benefits. They have until next Tuesday, December 7th, for the annual enrollment period.
Okay, so with that, when you're talking about that deadline, I mean, it feels like the clock is ticking, tick, tick, tick. Those people, what if a person misses this? We kind of touched on this a bit, but does it leave you hanging?
It sure does not. So if for any reason you miss the annual enrollment period, or maybe you're not 65 until the year 2022, we have other options. So as Rich mentioned before, we have the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period that starts in January, that runs through March. That's where we can make a one-time change to a Medicare Advantage plan. We also have what we call the initial enrollment period. If you're turning 65 in 2022, that's a pretty large window. You have 3 months before your birthday, you have the month of your birthday, and then you have the 3 months following your birthday to make a selection then. And then there are other life events that might trigger special enrollment periods. So you might be leaving your job, you might be retiring. You might have moved to Colorado or moved within counties in Colorado. You might be a veteran. We have a large veteran network. We work with veterans in our community. We have veterans on staff at Medicare Mentors. So regardless of your current coverage or the time of year, we can always meet to review your coverage, and we can discuss it at no cost, and we can determine when and if a change is necessary for you. We can also, think about you may not be old enough to qualify for Medicare, but you might know somebody who does. And so we would be happy to meet. We want to make sure everyone is educated about their choices and their qualifications for enrolling in one of these plans.
Right. A lot of people get to that age and there really hasn't been that educational component. Maybe they think that they won't qualify. Maybe they think that it doesn't apply to them. Maybe they're working and think that, I don't need it. Maybe they feel like they haven't paid enough into the system. And so, it's not going to cover me. I mean, there are so many variables in why people may not seek out the information or may be just intimidated by such an official sounding program, huh?
Sure. Sure. Of course.
Yeah. What we've seen this year, I think more than ever, is a lot of the confusion because of the television commercials that have been out there. And they talking about different benefits and options that may not even be available here in the local area. But it causes a lot of doubt and it adds to the confusion of an already somewhat complex thing. So that's why we're so passionate about telling people to call Ann Noel at 303-369-9675 and talking to her so she can help you kind of demystify this whole process.
Okay, so in calling, I mean, how long do these calls usually last, Ann Noel?
So the initial call is just for me and the potential client to set a time to sit down and talk. So those conversations, just a few minutes, have your calendar available, and we will determine a time that works for both of us. I can, a lot of my appointments I will take at the Hammond Law Group. I have a close relationship with them. We work closely together on a lot of their clients, and so I can use space at Hammond Law Group. I can also come to you. We can work through that in our initial phone call. And the initial phone call doesn't have to be nerve-wracking. You don't have to bring your life story to that initial phone call. We'll set up a time. And then typically to sit down and so that I get a complete view of what your needs are, I would say carve out about an hour to an hour and a half. Because, like I said, I want to get a complete picture of what your needs are, and I want to make sure that if I suggest any new plans or if we're talking through the changes to your current plan, I want to make sure that you understand what we're talking about and don't have any lingering questions. But then also, as Rich said, that's just the beginning of our relationship. So if you do you choose to sign up for a plan or you choose to stay with your current plan and then questions come up, you get a claim, you have an issue with a claim or you have, what was that benefit that we signed up for? How do we take advantage of that? My phone number is 303-396-9675. That's my direct cell. So give me a call and we can either determine if it's something that we need to sit down and go through the information again, that's no problem. Or it could be something that I, have to do a little research on or maybe use my back office team to help research for you. But that initial meeting, I would say an hour to an hour and a half would be a reasonable amount of time that we would spend.
And as you mentioned, free of charge, that's important. And
correct.
You end
correct.
Up with your very own Medicare concierge, as it were, it sounds like. All right, we're gonna continue the conversation with Ann Noel and Rich of Medicare Mentors. And as they discussed, they work with the Hammond Law Group. You've heard the Hammond Law Group on here on KRDO News Radio's The Extra. Several times a year, we bring them on to talk about the services and how they address the concerns of the aging community here in the Pikes Peak region. We'll be back with more of this special extra show talking about Medicare Mentors in just a few minutes. Keep on listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with our final segment of the extra, talking to the folks from Medicare Mentors. And if you've been listening, we just want to remind you, you can find out more by visiting MedicareMentorsLLC.com. Is that correct, Rich?
That's correct.
Great. Well, Ann Noel, who's on the line as well, Ann Noel Spencer is a licensed broker with Medicare Mentors, and she's likely the one that would sit down with you and talk. So, Ann Noel, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and also thank the Hammond Law Group for inviting your group to share the information with people. Now, you talked about the partnership with Hammond Law Group. It's important to have partnerships like that, right?
Correct. Yes, we work closely with Hammond Law Group. In your estate plan review, the attorneys can talk with you if they notice that there is a need or questions, because that's part of your overall life plan. And they do believe that every good estate plan starts with education. So I especially want to thank them for having us on today. We are definitely part of the education loop for their clients. They also offer educational opportunities beyond Medicare, including estate planning workshops, webinars. You can actually go on their website to find a list of all their upcoming workshops and webinars. They're at coloradoestateplan.com, or their main office is 719-520-1474. But you're also more than welcome to reach out directly to me. My phone number is 303-396-9675. You could also email me if emailing is more your thing. It's sigmamedicareadvisors@gmail.com. Or, as you mentioned, you can visit us at MedicareMentorsLLC.com. And that is the organization we work with. Just a reminder, we deliver no-cost relationship-based education and services to ensure that everyone eligible understands Medicare and all of their options to optimize their coverage and benefits. We're committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows.
Well, it certainly is a learning curve when you're approaching that age. And certainly, maybe if you've been on Medicare for a while, I mean, my in-laws have been on it for close to, I think, 15, 20 years. So they understand it pretty well. But it always helps to have a refresher, because as you point out, things change year over year. So even if you think you're really peachy keen with what you have right now, you may not realize some changes that may have taken place that could actually bring even more benefit to you. So really important to tap those resources. We have just a couple minutes left here. Rich, why don't I let you take a couple minutes and give us everyone a bottom line of what you want the message to be today.
Yeah, bottom line, if you are enrolled in Medicare, or if you know somebody who is, a neighbor, a friend, or a family member, help us accomplish our mission to reach out to every Medicare eligible person and ensure that they have the education that they need to go into 2022 with peace of mind as far as their health insurance coverage. So it is a mission, our mission, but we feel like it's the whole community's mission. And, you know, Medicare Mentors is very passionate about, like you said, the partnerships and community involvement. And so today is Give Tuesday. And I really encourage everybody to think about organizations right here local in the community that are doing great things for our community. We're partnered with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, the Marion House Springs Rescue Mission, the Independence Center, multiple veterans organizations. So as you're thinking about Give Tuesday, we at Medicare Mentors encourage you to think about those local organizations here in the community that are doing great things.
And finally, Ann Noel Spencer, who's been joining us this morning, also talking about this important mission that they are wanting people to know more about. Why don't you share with us your final thoughts on this?
I think I just need to reiterate that regardless of your current coverage or the time of year it is, we can always meet to review your coverage and discuss your options at no cost to you.
All right. And Annabelle, just what would be the first thing you would say to someone who's just starting out in this journey?
Welcome. I'm happy to help you.
Sometimes it's as easy as that.
Yeah, start early. There you go.
Yeah, because it is an iterative process, especially when you're first coming on, just to learn. So don't feel like you need to put it off until you're just about to turn 65. Start asking questions early so that when that transition comes, it's smooth for you.
Right. And you don't have to be retired to be doing this. You don't have to be collecting Social Security to do this. This is open to anyone who meets that age eligibility, as well as certain other people who may have suffered some sort of disabling injury, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, Rich Lewis and Ann Noel Spencer from Medicare Mentors sharing the message of how we should all get educated so that when it is time for us to be able to tap into Medicare and the options that those coverages provide, we are ready, we have the knowledge, and we are able to make the best decisions for us and for our loved ones. We want to thank our guests today. And Noel and Rich, thank you.
Thank you for having us, Shannon.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon, and thank you, KRDO, for getting the word out for us.
Certainly is our mission here, is to make sure people get all the information that they need to conduct their lives through whatever waxing and waning of opportunities and changes come their way. Certainly, it's all about the change. Okay, you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Thanks so much for sharing part of your Tuesday with us. We'll talk to you again Wednesday on The Extra.